This is Ozarks at Large. Most of us have grown accustomed to wearing masks 7 months into a global COVID-19 pandemic. But for people who are deaf and hearing impaired, who rely on lip reading to communicate, these masks are disrupting their lives. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
Eureka Springs native Tillian Jones lives in Syracuse, New York, where he works as a mechanical engineer designing and building electrical motor prototypes for recreational and alternative energy applications. Jones, who's 27, says his parents first realized their son had a hearing impairment thanks to a flock of chickens.
We had baby chicks, like baby chickens, and, you know, play with them. And one day I asked my mom, well, where are they? Well, apparently they were standing right next to my feet screaming bloody murder. And my parents were like, you should be hearing that, but you're not.
Jones says he can't hear certain pitches.
My whole hearing is like dampened, except in the high pitch is pretty much gone. But with hearing aids, I can hear pretty well, I think, I assume. But of course, lip reading does tremendous help for me.
Lip reading, or speech reading, is a visual technique used by the deaf and hard of hearing to interpret spoken language. But Jones says his ability to lip read is now greatly impaired because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
I wear a mask all the time, anytime I go out. My colleague, for the most part, wears masks everywhere, but not everyone, unfortunately. Of course, I would like everyone to wear masks to be safe. But then again, of course, it's a hindrance to me to understand people.
Speech reading is a key to his life, he says.
Once masks were put up, as if I lost subtitles to the world.
Masks also muffle speech, making conversation difficult, even for hearing people. Joy Hapeman, a consumer loans sales manager at Arvest Bank for nearly 16 years, says she began losing her hearing in her early 20s. She was recently diagnosed as profoundly deaf.
Actually, I'm going to say this right. Sensorineural neural hearing loss. So it's nerve damage.
The cause is unknown, she says. After conventional hearing aids failed, she decided to have a cochlear implant, a neuroprosthetic device which deploys electrical signals that directly stimulate the auditory nerve. It requires major surgery, which she had a year ago, April.
Getting the cochlear implant has been life-changing. Going from I can't, you know, listen and take part in a meeting or a discussion, I could not handle that. I now can lead discussions and give my feedback freely and not have to wonder, what are they talking about?
But since a global pandemic was declared, she says her hearing is once again impeded.
Everybody in the world now wearing a mask. I did not realize how much I speech read, that if I can't see somebody, I could not even think of having a conversation with them. Masks have been a humongous struggle in a lot of ways, even though I have my cochlear implant.
Hapeman says masks also disrupt sign language, which she's learning.
I have been taking an American Sign Language class through the sources here in Fayetteville, and it is amazing how much body language, how much facial expression goes into their communication with sign language that, you know, yeah, I can still do the hands, but if they cannot see the face, it is a huge struggle, and it's going to be a huge problem for any communication for deaf and hard of hearing people.
Rachel Glade is Program Director of Communication Sciences and Disorders at the University of Arkansas. She developed an interest in working with individuals with hearing impairments while working as a graduate assistant at Arkansas Children's Hospital.
In their audiology and speech pathology program there in Little Rock, and that, you know, I was exposed to a fantastic work group there that were working with, you know, babies as young as 3 months that had been newly identified with hearing loss, and then adults that were, you know, 90 plus getting cochlear implants. And so it was motivating and inspiring to see the work of that group. And so thankfully I had the opportunity to continue that in Northwest Arkansas.
As a speech language pathologist, Glade quickly realized how masks are hindering her clients.
All of those nonverbal cues that you get from a face, you know, smiles and frowns, and there's so much communication that happens even without a word being spoken. And then if we're covering half of our face, we're missing all of those cues, right? And so, you know, kids that are in school districts are, you know, think about the little ones that are just learning how to identify emotions or learning how to read and trying to figure out, okay, well, I need to put my lips together to make a B sound, you know, make that B sound. Well, they're not getting those visual cues now. And then on the adult side, I mean, that mask impedes the sound, period. Like it is a barrier.
Research on pandemic mask wearing published this summer in the American Academy of Audiology by Samuel Atchison, a professor of audiology at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, she says, revealed troubling data.
Some of the masks can cause up to a 20 decibel drop in hearing. And if you have a mask on plus a face shield, which is what many, you know, there are a lot of people in school districts and a lot of professionals are doing now, which is certainly safe and recommended by the CDC, but that could cause up to a 30 decibel drop. So what that means is somebody that maybe initially had a mild hearing loss, that's going to drop them down to that moderate, possibly even severe range, just like that, just for wearing a mask.
Glade also serves as president of the Arkansas Speech Language Hearing Association and serves on the board for Arkansas Hands and Voices, both organizations which advocate for wearing clear masks or at least masks with clear windows. Glade demonstrates how a windowed mask works.
But that's it. But you can already hear, just right now, just you and I talking, the sound signal is so much worse like this. I'm going to take this off now just because I want the speech sound to be better. But there are some masks that have bigger windows than other. Some of them have really small windows in them, which I'm not sure how helpful that is if you can't. I mean, you really need a pretty large area. And I'm not saying that, you know, just because I have a big mouth or something. I'm saying you need a large area because the mouth moves a lot. And we need access to all of those cues for communication.
Transparent masks can preserve nonverbal communication cues as well, she says. Atchison writes that widespread use of conventional masks has been little researched and raises questions about speech exaggeration, impeded enunciation, cognitive effort, and fatigue among the general population. In his article, Atchison also says demand for clear masks far exceeds supply in the United States. He and his research team do recommend a commercially available product, if you can find it, branded the Communicator by Safe and Clear, an FDA-registered surgical mask. In an email for this report, Jeff Prale, spokesperson for the Arkansas Association for the Deaf, says he's pressing the Arkansas legislature to enact a law requiring all essential workers to wear clear face masks to accommodate the deaf and hearing impaired. He suggests when encountering a deaf or hard of hearing person to lower your mask while physically distancing to clearly communicate, or use a smartphone to text or paper and pencil to message. Tillian Jones, however, is taking things in stride. He says for now, masks pose a temporary nuisance.
Honestly, it's kind of hard because you want to stay safe as always, and just maybe a year of misunderstanding and mild frustration, not understanding the other person, I think I can live with it. but once the mask comes down, I'll be very happy.
Because this pandemic, he says, will eventually end. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
You can see an array of masks to accommodate those with hearing impairment, as well as photos of Joy Hateman and Tillian Jones on our news link. That's at ozarksatlarge.com.